Guess she's still not here, so Dan Riley, neither for nor against.
Representative O'Connor, before you start your clock, I just want to address one process issue. Senator Woodsum, Representative Barry, and members of the committee, I'm Dan Riley. I'm a private citizen resident of Kennebunk, testifying today neither for nor against this bill. For future purposes, you got to treat all three categories of testimony.
Mr. Riley, the chairs decide.
I'm well aware of that, but I'm just telling you it's unfair to handle it this way.
We had four people who wished to testify neither for nor against.
Right.
We called up three of them. We were working in proportion
I've been here and listening. It's just not it's not a fair way to run it.
You signed up last of those.
And I'm fine. I'm still here.
For and against, so like the others,
I said
being treated the same
way. For purposes of the future, I think all three categories should be treated the same.
I appreciate your advice. We will chair the meeting as we see fit. Please proceed.
I'm testifying today because, for historical purposes, I represented the Monhegan Lobstermen in 1998 on the legislation that produced the conservation area. Many of the lobstermen that you heard from today were lobstering out there then. It was that was a big deal at the time because it preserved the area around the island for the method of lobstering that they had been utilizing for 100 years at the time. And so if any of you for future reference have any questions about that, I'm around, and I'm happy to answer those for you at that time. Secondly, from a different perspective, I was also representing a client, Stat Oil, in 2013 when Representative Krueger brought forward a bill, LD 1472. And that bill was used as a vehicle at the time in a way that it was not intended to be used. And it caused some of the problems that you have heard about here today. Given the hour, and I was planning on doing this whether I testified 3 hours ago or not, because I'm here in the building on a fairly regular basis, if any of you have any questions about the process that occurred back in 2013, about what really happened back then, I would be happy to sit down and walk you through my experience with that. It was not the legislature's finest hour, in my view, or the university's. But it is, it's important for you going forward to understand what happened back then. And there are a few of you who I think were around, but for those of you who weren't, I'm happy to give you a little bit of perspective on what happened and answer any questions you may have about that, because there have been some that have been asked earlier today. With that, I will close my testimony, and I will be available in the building should you have questions in the future about either the conservation area or LD 1472 from 2013.
Thank you, Mr. Riley. I appreciate your offering your advice and your availability. Is there a client that you're here on behalf of?
No, I said I was testifying as a private citizen.
Okay, I just want to make sure I understood that. So none of the current clients that you have in your...
I'm not representing a client here today.
You're here for today. Okay. No questions from the committee. Thank you very much. We are going to give a last all call to anyone wishing to testify neither for nor against who didn't make it onto the sign-up sheet. Okay, and finally, back to the few remaining opponents of the bill, starting with James Monroe. It looks like we might just have two, James Monroe and then Jake Ward, and then we'll do an all call for opponents.